Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch. Wonderful Pistachios. Each one-ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1210, All About That Base, by Randy K of naturallyrandyk.com, and I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I act as your narrator of the best health and fitness blogs covering fitness, nutrition, stress management, weight management, and lots more, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. And then on Fridays, I do something a little different. I answer your questions right here on the show. Now, I have to start by saying, I'm disappointed in my listeners. Why, you might ask? Well, because no one alerted me to the fact that in Burbank, California, which is a mere 60 miles from where I live, the city erected a statue of Batman. That's right. The Batman is now overlooking the city of Burbank, California, a mere 60 miles from me, and no one told me. I had to find out from fellow Batman nerd Kevin Smith. All right, I forgive you. How can I stay mad at you? But you can guarantee once this pandemic is over, I'll be visiting Burbank, California to see my hero. All right, that's enough of that. Let's get right to today's post and continue optimizing your life. All About That Base by Randy K of naturallyrandyk.com. The subject matter of this post was inspired by some of the answers I received in my newsletter and one of my own personal revelations from my own self-care practice as of late. And that revelation is this: we need to set our bodies up to be successful with our everyday self-care practices with an overall healthy lifestyle. Let me tell you a story. Once upon a time, there was a woman named Randy. She was never much into sports, except that one time she tried to play soccer in junior high. She enjoyed being active and in the outdoors, but cringed at the thought of going to a gym. Though she did on occasion, she despised lifting weights or having any structure to her free-spirited ways of physical activity. And then one day, she decided to do something different. With the push of her loved ones, she made the various gym activities a habit, just to see what the hubbub was all about. She changed her mindset to make these activities a game, a practice, and a means to doing all of the other physical activities she enjoyed better. She noticed herself getting stronger, leveling up, if you will. But she also noticed that her daily self-care practices of yoga, stretching, working out body pain, etc., were more enjoyable and more effective. What luck, she gasped at the thought that something she resisted for so long was actually the missing link in taking her self-care to the next level. With joy, she continued on her journey of physical fitness, and she lived happily ever after. The end. That woman, folks, is me. I know, didn't see that one coming, did you? But seriously, I don't know what got into me these past few weeks, but I've been very diligent about my exercise and getting more fit. Yes, I can accomplish a lot with yoga and my movement practice, but I kept getting this nudge that I needed to be even more active. And the results have taught me a lot. The biggest lesson being that I needed to build a new foundation for my health. Our bodies change over time. We age. We have injuries and illnesses. We go in and out of healthy and unhealthy habits. We have to act accordingly, without judgment, to where we are at in the present moment with our bodies. It's okay to course correct and switch up what we focus on for health so we can keep a steady baseline. For some of you, it's adding a yoga practice or meditation to your habits, or it's eating healthier. For me right now, it's building strength in my muscles and improving my cardiovascular health. And the results of doing so are not just looking better or other superficial benefits, but I feel better, my body functions better, and like I said, it amplifies my other self-care practices. It's like tag-teaming with yourself. And on the other side of the coin, a strong foundation can weather any storm. When we build that base, not only will it amplify our other practices, but it will help us recover if and when we get hit with trauma, like illnesses and injuries. Something a lot of you mentioned from the survey is that you lack motivation for self-care. Well, instead of using self-talk like, I know I should exercise, or I know I should go to the gym, change it to, I'm going to exercise or do yoga, meditate, eat better, etc., because I want to set myself up to be successful. I want to complement everything else that I do and make it better. Or use whatever it is that gives you a why for your self-care and helps you with your goals. So take a moment to tune in and ask yourself, what is my base? What do I need to do to build my self-care foundation? And then, in a gentle and loving way, go forth and prosper. You just listened to the post titled, All About That Base by Randy K of naturallyrandyk.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Randy brought up something so subtle, but so important. It may not seem like changing our self-talk will make a big difference, but it does. Researchers have studied this, in fact. They found that when individuals tell themselves, I'm going to exercise for 20 minutes today, instead of, I know I should exercise, just as Randy said in her post, people are more likely to actually perform the behavior with just that minor switch. So just that small change in self-talk from, I know I should, to I'm going to, makes the behavior more likely to happen. To make this even more powerful, write it down, put it in your calendar, block out some time on your schedule. This will make it even more likely to happen. And what's amazing is after you perform the behavior, it will create this positive domino effect. You'll find that this one behavior may lead to eating a more nutritious dinner, feeling less stressed, going to bed a little earlier, and getting a better night's sleep. Then the next day, you might wake up feeling more refreshed because of that better night's sleep, which then leads to another workout, which then can lead to another nutritious meal, and the positive cycle continues. And it may all just start with one subtle change, telling yourself, I'm going to, instead of, I should. All right, that'll do it for me for today. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow for the Friday Q&A episode and where your optimal life awaits.